The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is time for your COVID-19, well, we'll be more specific, your Ohio COVID-19 update, or the We're All Gonna Die segment. Yes. All right. If you read the Columbus Dispatch, we're all going to die. If you listen to at least two of our network evening television station newscasts, we're all going to die. If you listen to many of our Ohio politicians, we're all going to die. Let me give you the facts, and then you can decide, you know, how you should respond to this. Front page editorial of the Columbus Dispatch. It is extremely rare, by their own admission, for the Columbus Dispatch to put an editorial on the front page, but they did on July 11th, Saturday. Governor DeWine, it's time to mandate masks to save lives. This editorial represents the opinion of the Dispatch editorial board, which includes the editor, editorial page editor, editorial writers, and two community representatives. Editorials, like opinion columns, represent a particular viewpoint and are not to be confused with news stories. That's for sure. They begin. If everyone were wired to do the right thing, we wouldn't need laws or health orders. But it's clear to anyone who ventures from home these days that many, many people are not doing the right thing when it comes to the simple act of wearing masks to stop the spread of the coronavirus. It's as simple as wearing sunglasses to protect eyes from bright light. They can't be serious. Wearing a mask with a COVID-19 is just like wearing sunglasses to protect eyes from bright light. Where do these people come from? And by the way, is there a mandatory law to wear sunglasses? Now, for those of you who disagree with the mask mandate, listen to this. Shame on those arrogant, pandering fools. Elected officials who call themselves leaders but are acting as selfish children. We were with you, Governor, when you first mandated masks, and we believed that if you had stuck to your guns, we would not be watching one county after another turn red on your color-coded public health advisory alert system chart of coronavirus cases across Ohio. It is extremely rare for the Dispatch to print an editorial opinion on the front page, but this is so important that we felt compelled to do it now. And then I'll skip a paragraph. It is illogical and dangerous, if not deadly, to wait for more people to become sick before taking an easy science-backed step in the direction of preventing disease. All right, just very quickly, the jury is still out on how effective, if effective at all, that the wearing of masks is to stop the spread of the COVID-19. You can find well-researched, peer-reviewed articles on both sides of the issue. You can find well-researched, peer-reviewed articles. Yes, wearing a mask can stop anywhere from, I've never seen anything higher than like 65%. But the really, really optimistic people say we can spread, or we can stop 65% of the spread with wearing a mask. On the flip side, you can find well-researched, peer-reviewed articles that say, you know what, wearing a mask will probably do more harm than good because people don't know how to use masks. They can become infected. They become dirty. They're used over and over again. People don't use them properly. They put them over their mouth, but they don't put them over their nose. They dispose of them improperly, blah, 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 blah. So the jury is out, honestly, on whether they really help or not. And again, you can find some pretty good research that indicates they probably do more harm than good. But it's neither here nor there. But according to the Dispatch, it's like global warming. It's settled science. And you are an arrogant, pandering fool acting as selfish children if you dare to disagree with them. I don't know about you, but that sounds a little arrogant to me. All right, now, what are the facts? I promised you that I would give you the facts. All right, supposedly in the last 24 hours, there were 1,000, oh my goodness, I know I have this written down here somewhere. Huh. I must have it someplace else. All right. Let's look at the number of hospitalizations total. Right now in the state of Ohio, there have been 8,915 total hospitalizations. That is out of 66,853 either proven or probable cases. That means about 13% of people who have gotten this disease have required hospitalization, approximately 13%. All right, now, what about people in ICU? Well, the last 24 hours, there were 16 people admitted to the ICU with probable COVID-19. The 21-day average is 16. So in other words, the number of people admitted into the ICU in the last 24 hours is below the rolling 21-day average. What about the number of deaths? In the last 24 hours, 6 deaths have been attributed to COVID-19. The 21-day rolling average is 17. So less than half of the average number of deaths occurred within the last 24 hours, which again indicates that the number of deaths nationally across the country continue to decline. What about who this is impacting? These are the figures today from the Ohio Department of Health. All right, here are the numbers today. From the Ohio Department of Health. I just got these about 2 hours ago. Those 80 years old and older, 53% of all of the COVID-19 deaths. 80 years old and older, 53%. Those 70 to 79, 25%. Now, you put those together and you have 80% of all of the deaths from COVID-19 are 70 years old or older. And the overwhelming majority of those people have other contributing health factors, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart condition, and so forth. If you go down to 60 years old, those that are 60 to 69, that's another 14%. So 94% Of all of the people who have died since the very beginning of this, 94% have been 60 years old or older. As we know, this disease is not dangerous at all to young people. It's not dangerous at all. Now, why is that important? Well, we are experiencing a spike in the number of cases. Well, I'm going to have to take a break here in just a second. When we come back, we'll go over the spike in cases. But here's what we know. The overwhelming majority of the new cases are young people. Now, are you with me? The overwhelming majority of new cases are young people because they are now being tested where they were not tested before. So the bottom line is, are we seeing a spike in the total number of cases? Yes, but those that are being reported have almost no danger whatsoever. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, I gotta get a little more prompt here. I've got to speed up. I'm taking too long, and I apologize. Front page editorial on Saturday from the Columbus Dispatch. Governor DeWine, it's time to mandate masks to save lives. And the article goes on and says we're all going to die unless we wear masks. Okay. Today, Columbus Dispatch, headline, coronavirus in Ohio, cases rise by 1,261 in eighth highest day of pandemic so far. First sentence. Ohio's record-setting run of four-figure new daily coronavirus cases continued Monday. State health officials reported 1,261 additional confirmed and probable. Did you get that? State health officials reported 1,261 additional confirmed and probable. What does that mean? Well, a bunch of them we guessed. How many were probable? How many were confirmed? We don't know. Anyway, state health officials reported 1,261 additional confirmed and probable coronavirus cases in the eighth highest daily total of the pandemic. The state also recorded another six deaths. Well, the average for the last 3 weeks has been 17. So the fact that we only had six is really, really, really good news. But well, that's not what the Dispatch wants you to know. Now, it goes on, and fear, panic, hysteria. Franklin County is a red mask required county and so forth. With nearly, listen to this. This is from the Dispatch. With nearly 1,000 virus patients now requiring inpatient care, hospitalizations have increased 13% since July 1st. Reported deaths, largely among nursing home residents and the elderly. Yeah, like I said. While increased testing is rooting out more cases with, listen to this, mild or no symptoms. Here are the facts. Everybody's making such a big deal out of the new cases. New cases, new cases, new cases, new cases. Panic, 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 hysteria, hysteria. Wear a mask, because we are seeing all of these new cases. By the way, the number of new cases today is down from yesterday. But anyway, here is the fact. Most of the new cases are young people with either mild or no symptoms. Why are we having such a spike in new cases? Okay, listen to this. The state administered slightly more than 397,000 coronavirus tests last month, an average of 13,234 a day. They anticipate conducting 630,000 tests this month for a daily average of 20,323 tests. All right. Why is that significant? Because anything of 6% positive or lower is considered low by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control. 6% positivity. In other words, of all those tested, if it's 6% positive or less, this is low. This is good news. So the fact that they have increased testing dramatically and the positivity rate still stands around 6%. According to the Centers for Disease Control, that's low. And then you add the fact that most of those new cases are young people. It's even better news. But you would not think that by watching the news. Now then, Columbus Dispatch, front page editorial. If we don't wear masks, if the governor doesn't make us wear masks, we're all going to die. Now, he doesn't. That's not exactly the language. Okay, I'm exaggerating. I know, but that's the attitude. Same newspaper, Columbus Dispatch, yesterday. Ohio's spike not yet seen at hospitals. Hospitals report that bed capacity remains steady as reports of new cases spike in the past 3 weeks. The spike in Ohioans testing positive for the coronavirus is not being matched in hospitalizations across the state, as hospitals are reporting they're still doing elective surgeries and have, and I'm quoting, and have plenty of capacity. Quote, bed usage has remained at about 45% of the 43,197 beds available in 250 facilities across the state, according to data provided by the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission and analyzed by the Dispatch. So the very same newspaper that says we need to panic, we need to be in a state of hysteria, and the governor has got to mandate masks, the very same newspaper says hospitals are at about 45% of capacity. Hospital officials are not worried about a surge. It has remained steady. Quote, in recent days, hospitalizations have risen to a small degree, said John Palmer, Ohio Hospital Association spokesperson. Quote, the state reported late last week that 59% of all Ohioans hospitalized for coronavirus were 60 or older. The hospitals are not full. They're not overtaxed. There are ICU beds available. Talk about mixed messages? Yeah. All right, quick break. We'll be back.